Shir Lamed Gimel Bavim Tziyu Rosh Hashanah continued. Devav Shvat Hetov Shemem Zayin, February 5th, 1987, on Thursday continued.
Now the Rambam, Yud Bet, mentions the name of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Silkashi asks, what's the difference whether Ki and Doma with Ki and Kaddish Mishet? And Ki and Doma with Yisrael Kaddish Mishet? Insofar as the love of Yishuk Kushim Yishol Yikochu is concerned, so even Ki and Doma with Ki and Kaddish Mishet Kushim. The Shliach is not even the love of Yishuk Kushim Yishol Yikochu when he's the Kaddish the Kushim for another Ki. And insofar as the love of Yishuk is concerned, so even Ki and Doma with Yisrael Kaddish Mishet. So the Ramban says, it's loved after. Doing the same thing. According to Rabine, that it's told in Bach Yuve. So Mele, even Kim Dolali Kim, Kaddishli, Isha Purusha, so is also a Yeshli Akbadera, because the Kayan in this particular situation, he's not hired, he's not even bar, he doesn't do, he's not even bar. But then the question is, but according to Rashi, that it's based upon the Sfora of Ibaradu Atomic Ibn Shemi, some Mele, so being in the case of Cain Donnelly Cain, and being in the case of Cain Donnelly Israel, since the Shliach is even with Nida, so he was not allowed to listen to the Mishalach, because the love of Nida forbids him to do the Shlichas. So we have to say, according to Rashi, the Gemara is referenced to the case where it's Chaviv Adinah. More than the Zohar says, the love of the Yiva only applies in the case of Treyivadinah. In other words, if somebody fetches a case Yain to Inosia, so he's able to Yiva. So that means, if let's say the Inosia is on one side of the river, and the one who fetches the case Yain is on the other side of the river, and the one in the Nozia, who is on this side of the river, cannot take the Kos Yain, because the Kos Yain is on the other side. So if the other person wouldn't catch it, he wouldn't be able to get it. But if the Nozia is able to get the Kos Yain anyway, but he says, he wants that it should be made easier for him. But he says to him, listen, the Kos Yain is in the other room. I want to relax. Go and get me the Kos Yain. So then he's not able to need that, because the Nozia would be able to love anyway. He made it a little easier for him, but he would be able to love anyway. So Melee, when the Gemara says that according to Rabbine, so is Kein Doma with Yisroel Tzidkadosh and Kusho, so it's Yeshli Amavere, and according to Rashi would agree with the Rambam, the same thing would be Kein Doma with Kein Kadosh and Yisroel, so Yeshli Amavere, because it's not about Yuvet, because we cannot say Diva Rav Diva Talmud Mishayim, because from the point of view of the love of Isha Kusha Misha Yikoho, so it's only when he can, he's Mikadish Kusha for himself, not when he's Mikadish for somebody else. But then you ask, but from the point of view of the Nibus Mikshal, no, the Gemara has referenced the case where the Kain, the Mishalach, would be Mikadish Kusha anyway. Even if the Shliach would refuse to do it for the Mishalach, he would do it anyway, but he just told him, do it. And if he's not going to fulfill the shlichas, so he'll go to the Kusha and he'll be Mikadosh. He'll be Mikadosh. But he prefers to stay at home and let the shlichas do it. But suppose the shlichas will refuse, So then the king, the Mishalach, will do it anyway. So Mele, there is no witness there. So Mele, we cannot even say Divrei Rabbi, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishi. Because the Gemara is referenced in the case of Hadivalina. Yes, Dushin is safe. You mean in general, when the king himself is Mikadesh? Yes, he Dushin is safe. Bim Teina. My Nakimine Bim and Domari Boyovi, Bim and Domashia Bahiu, Be Ilokala Dushin, the Hobbidon Basho Yuxen, Chidei Shane Lake, Boa Lake. Now, this is a very important thing. The Gemara in Yidushin that I am Ches. Omar Abay, Ches Medav. Omar Abay. Kideish Lake, Boa Lake. Kideish Lake Mishmu Yikach, Boa Lake Mishmu Yichal. Vayikho Chofalev, Posik Yudalet, Almono Yisulom Yamov Yikach Ishu, Velo Yichalev Zari Yamov Kami Adishem Mikachi. So there is a lot, a Kayan is not allowed to marry an Almono, a Kusho, a Chalolo, a Zayn. Velo Yichalev Zari Yamov Kami Adishem Mikachi. So, Abaye, there's a machlekes between Abaye and Rav, and Abaye and Chaz and Yidush. Abaye says, Chidish Lake, if Kayan is Mikadish and Kusha, is Chayv Malkes. Chayv Malkes for the love of Almono, Kusha, Bahalolo, Zeino, Esil, Yikoch, Kipsulo, Mi Amov, Yikachish. Or mention another posik, the same law. In posik, Zayin, Isho Zeino Bahalol Yikoch, the Isho Grushom Isho Yikoch, Kikodishul Yikoch, the same law. So if he's Mikadesh, even though there is no cohabitation, Loy Boalel, he's Chayav Malkes for the law of Lo Yikoch. Boal, suppose he's Boal Nikrusho. He Boal Nikrusho and Zeino and Chalolo. So then, he's also like Mitzarim Lav of Lo Yichale. Lo Yichale Zaribam. So, Omer Abaye, Kiddish Leike, Boal Leike, Kiddish Leike, משום לא ייקח, בוא עלי כמשום לא יאכל אל. רוב אמר, בוא עלי כלא יבוא עלי עלי כ. משום דכסיב לא ייקח לא יאכל אל. מתם לא ייקח משום לא יאכל אל. So the machlekes between Abaye and Rove According to Abaye, he became, he's Mikadesh without Bia, he's Chayav Malkes because of the underscore of the Yika. And if he's Bia without Yishin, he's Chayav Malkes underscore of the Chalev. Rava says no, if he came will be Mikadesh without Bia, he will not be Chayav Malkes altogether. When will he be Chayav Malkes? If after the Gdushin, he will be Baal also. Now let's see the Rashi there. There's a machleket between Rashi and Rambam. Lo yikidesh ken godloi ken hedyet achas natsuri sa amuri bin. Let's say ken hedyet was mikadesh, ikhusho, ikhlolo, izeino. Ken godloi was mikadesh, ikhusho, ikhlolo, izeino, or almono, because ikhlolo is muzab almono also. So in Posi Zion, the Torah is referenced to King Hedyet. The Torah says, Isha Zinu Bachalolu Yikocho, Isha Chusho, Isha Yikocho, Kodesh Ulu Yikoch. In Posi Yudalet, the Torah is referenced to a King Godel. So he is Muzak and Almona too. So Almona Chusho Bachalolu Zinu Yisil Yikoch. Kim Slo Mamo Yikach Isha. And then the Torah says, Doi Chal Zari Mamo, Kani Adishem Yikache. So Rashi says, Rashi says, Kiddush King God looking at it, and absolute Samuel Vinyan, Lujika, Dush Mashma, Shayna Kaini Moiso. Bale, Kibola Hagush, Lake Stein, Luj Bale, Lake Afilahas. So Kobe says, we pass like Kobe. Bale, Luj Bale, Lake. So according to Rashi, it means, Bale is like, and both. Meaning that everybody like me. So Baal, Loi Baal in a lake, he doesn't get even more Malkes. But Baal, if he was Mikadesh and Baal, so then he gets two Malkes. First he gets Malkes on the score of Leikach, and then he gets Malkes on the score of Leichalet. Then the Gemara says, who made a rove became God of Balmone, she involved the Kiddush and Leike, the Lichal Zari Baam of Rachmone, Vare Yuchilel. So Rashi explained it in this stage of Shita also, that when Rogi Mora says who made a rove became God of Balmone, she involved the Kiddush and Leike, the Lichal Zari Baam of Rachmone, Vare Yuchilel. So the Mora doesn't mean Dafke King God of Balmone, but Hoadin, King Hedyet Bikrushe, in Baal Likidesh is Chayav Malkes for the love of the Chalzar and Amor. In other words, the Machleikes between Abai and Rove, according to Rashi and Tesis, is only in respect to Kiddush Leibal. So Abai's Shita is that Kiddush Leibal, so is Chayav Malkes underscore the love of Likach, in without it. And Rove's Shita is when is Chayav Malkes, and at the lab of the Yikach, if the Malkes was consummated by the, and if the Kedush was consummated, was finalized, would be, if it was followed by the, but if he was just in Kaddish, and it wasn't finalized with by Bia, so then he's not Chayav Malkes even on the lab of the Yikach. The Yikach. Mashin came if he was bailed out of Shin, Rabbi is made it. And Rabbi is made it that he's chayev even, that he's chayev even without Shin, and the love of the Chalev. Not Afke, King God Walmone, but King Hedin Begrushe, Bizeine, Bechalola, the same thing. That if he was bailed without Shin, so he's chayev always. The Rambam Shite is unique. Rambam says that when the Gemara says, "May the Rove be king, God of Balmone, Shimbal, Vlikide, Shaleike, Vlichalev, Zare, Bamu, Vrachmone, Baal, Chilel." So, only in the case of King God of Balmone, so Baal, Vlikide, Shrove is made that is Chayav Malkes. Because the love of Vlichal, Zare, Bamu is mentioned is mentioned in connection with King Golu. Mashikin kinhedit bikruje. Kinhedit bikruje. So according to Rove, he is not Chayev Malkes in Baal Rikish. He is not Chayev Malkes in Baal Rikish. Now, and the Rambam Shite is even goes farther than that. The Rambam Shite is not only in respect to Yisurei Kehuna, like Rushe Zeinach Lole, so we have the so Baal Likidish is in Reiki. But even Chayov Elav, Habal Mamzeres, according to Rabbi, Baal Likidish, according to the Rambam, is Potter Malach. So the Rambam Shiti is the other expo of Rashi Shiti. Rashi Shiti is the Trove's din of Kiddush, of Ein Reike applies only to Kiddush for Baal. Masheinkin to Baal Bale Kiddush, so even in respect to Yisurei Kehuna, like Rushes and Vachaloles, of Baal Bale Kiddush is Chayav Malkes. Needless to mention that by Chayav Elavim, Baal Bale Kiddush is Chayav Malkes. The Rambam Shiti is, according to Rove, so just as Kiddush for Baal is in Reike, so Baal for Kiddush is in Reike either. And not only by Yisurei Kehuna, Baal for Kiddush is in Reike, but even by Chayav Elavim, Baal for Kiddush is in Reike. So in order to be Chayav Malkes by Chayav Elavim, Habor Mamzeres, and so on, so only if there was Dushin, if the beer was preceded by Dushin. But if the beer was not preceded by Dushin, then he is not Chayav Malkes, except by a special Gzeres HaKosov, Ligabei King Godu Ba'almone, that is Chayav Malkes even for Baal Brikish. Now, And the Rambam Shita is, now, the Gemara says in Rishon Lefirash, for the Chaim Ches. So one love is higher because Malkus for the Yikach. In other words, if he was Mikadish, the King God was Mikadish no money, and then he was Boalel. So it's higher Malkus for the Yikach, and also because of the Yichal, because he was Mechalala. If you look at Name Mishmichal Zare, Bishaligoma Bios. So Rashi says it doesn't mean that King Godel Balmone is if he was Kiddush and Boal that is Chayav Shtayim. Even King Hedir Begrush, Bizeine, Chalole, so if he was Mikadesh and Grush, and then he was Boaleo, so it's Chayav Shtayim, Achas Mishmi Yikach. The Achas Mishmi Yichal, even though the Yichal it mentioned connection with King Godel. So, connection with King Godel, so it's mentioned in case where King Godel is born on money. But the same love applies to a King Hedit too, where a King Hedit is Bala Grushe. So it's Chayav Malkus for Yichal. That's Rashi Shita, and that's Daisy Shita, and that's probably the Shita for the Shita. The Rambam Shita is different. The Rambam Shiti is the Rabbi's member of King Godel Balmone Lake Stein. Achat Mishmulika Vahashmuli Yichalel. So that's only by King Godel Balmone. Because the love of the Yichalel is mentioned in the Psukim that deal with King Godel Balmone. It's not mentioned in the Psukim that deal with King Hedid Vikrush. There the Torah doesn't mention in Posik Zion, by Yichal of Halle, Posik Zion. The Torah says, Isha Zainu Bachalol Leikocho, Isha Pusho, Isha Leikocho, Koisho Leikocho. The Yichal is not mentioned. The Yichal is mentioned in Posik Tesvov, after Posik Yudalet. Posik Yudalet and Tesvov have preference to King Godel. So, and the Rambam gives a very good reason as to why the Torah distinguished between King Godel, Shekidish Almono Ubalel, so it's Chayev Malkus for Chalev because Flug, Yichal means he contaminated her. He made her Asura to Kehune. Because until he was Boalel, she had his Shem, she was an Almone. Almone is Mutaras to Kehune. Now that he was Boalel, so she became a Chalole also. Because how does a woman become a Chalole? Either that she was born a Chalole, or even if she wasn't born a Chalole, if she was Eber, Anisure Kehune, if she was Nival to a Kehen, so Mimele she becomes a Chalole. I mean, if she was Nival, if she as a Kehushin, she was Nival to a Kehen, she becomes a Chalole. In other words, if there was a Nival, a beer of Isure Kehune, so then she becomes a chalole. If a woman is either a bia, is nival or a bia of Isakores or Isolav, she becomes a zene. But if she is nival, a bia of Isoi Kdushe of Kehune, so then she becomes a chalole. If a grushe has relations with the Kehune, so then it's Isoi Kehune, it's not Isolav. Only the Kehune is Isoi Kehune. So then she becomes a Chalole, some Mele. But if he can head it, he's Boa Migrushi. ikin hedjet is one ik was so i fatikin god is one or money so then is the halva because until they are she had relations with the king god so she was only a soul king god she wasn't a soul ikin hedjet now that she had it was nivav as an almoneh, she was nibel taking gottel, so she became a halole. So she became mihulo to ikin headed too. Masha ikin, if ikin is born an isha kosho. So through the beer she becomes a soul ikune. She was a soul ikin headed anyway. She was a kosho. All right, but you could say, but there is an especially somehow she fired the shem. Halole, so she's a suran halikune for a second reason. So that's the sheet of Rashi Tesis. But the sheet of the Rambam is not like it. Now let's see the Loshna Rambam. Let's see the Loshna Rambam. Loshna Rambam Pirkei Zayin in the Hilchas Isuri Bia. Halach Aleph Beis and Gimel. So the Rambam says in Pirkei Zayin Hilchas Isuri Bia. Halocha Aleph, Cholish Noshim Nesu Al Kolakir, Grusha Zeyne V'Halovat, V'Al Tim Godl Arba, Ilu Asholish Va, V'Al Mono, Echot Tim Godl Moshuach, V'Shem Namishche, V'Yamru B'Godim, V'Echot Tim Neini, V'Echot Tim Godl Shinnohu Roba, V'Chim Moshuach V'Chomo, Kulo Mitzubim Al Apsulo, V'Asurim V'Al Mono, Halocha Beit, Kol Kein Shinnos Achas Ma'Sholish Noshim Eilu, בין גודל, בין הדיית, ובוא עליקי. ובוא עליו דרסנוס, אין עליקי משום זה אינו גרוש או יכול או לא. שנאמר לי כוחו, השני כך ואיבא. נראו, it's not like Rashi. But גמור, Rashi says, in respect to גמור, ומי דרומה, בקין גודל בלמונה, שין בוא עליקי, יש עליקי. So Rashi says, לאו דווקא קין גודל בלמונה. The same thing is true of קין הדיית בגרושו, that בוא עליקי, Kiddush is like it. And Rabbi only says Kiddush when he boils the Leike. But boils the Kiddush is Leike, even in the case of King Hedet Bikusha. But the Rambam Pshat is no. The Gemara says, Omei the Rabbi became God of Al Monosh in boils the Kiddush is Leike. Mishum Nichalem. Mashein Kein, King Hedet Bikusha, boils the Kiddush, doesn't get any malchus. Because the love of the Echalem doesn't apply to King Hedet Bikusha. She's a soul king anyway. She's a goshe. We out of here. So he says, Avo king godl sheba almone leike achas avo kishaloi kidich shenem ali yichalim kim sheba lo chilelo u posto likune avo zeyne vachalolo u grusho harein choloi zveim deis keidem bilose keidem bilose ופיכוך ליקי כאין גודל ליבדי על ביל הסלמונו ליבדו, אף על פי שאין שם קדושים, שעריכילו לו, והוא מוזר של יחל כשירים לא יישא ולזרי, קידש כאין גודל אלמונו ובועלו, ליקי שתיים, אחס משום אלמונו לניקח, ואחס משום יחלם, ובין כאין גודל ובין כאין הדיד, שנוסו אישו מן ארבע ולא יבואו, אין אלייך. So the sheetes Rambam is unique. Altogether different from the sheetes of the other Shem Rashikis. Now let's see them. Now let's see this. Bin Tema. מיין אפקמינה לימנדו מריבו יאוביד ובין מיין אפקמינה whether it's because of בח יובה או ריבו יאוביד בין לימנדו מריבו יאוביד ובין לימנדו מהשליע בח יובה לילוא קלה גוש לירובי דומה בעשור יוחסן קידישים לי כבועלי what's an אפקמינה there is no מלכס Kein dom al Yisroel tzirik adesh li isha kush. It was mekadesh. So what's that to mean? Yesh le rabir, eish le rabir. There is, according to Abaye, there is not to mean it. Because according to Abaye, so kiddish ve lo yibbal is like it. So the question is, suppose the Kushin is al Shliach. So he's the Mishala of the Kayan Chai Malkus. But according to Ovid, there is no Malkus anyway. So what's Nafkimid? My Nafkimid Bilman Domari Boy Ovid Bilman Rishabach Yuga, the local Agdushin, the Ovid on Basso Yuxin, Kide Shenele, Kebale, Ke. So that 2,000 days. The Yishlema, the Chibola Hakei, Lake Apple Agdushin. So the first Teretz is, the Nafkimine is true, according to Rav Yiskir Shalibwal is in the Leike, but suppose Kein Domo Yisroel Tzei Mikadish Lishakusho, and then the Yisroel was Mikadish and Lishakusho, then the Kein, the Mishalach was born, so the Tzitzis Lishidose. Now the Gemara says, because the Gemara says, Boal is like a stein, King God of Balmone, Boal like a stein, so Achas Mishumli Kach, Achas Mishumli Chaleo. And according to Teisves, when the Rabbi Yehuda says, Boal like a stein, Achas Mishumli Kach, Achas Mishumli Chaleo, so it's not Davke by King God of Balmone, the same thing is true, but King Hedit Bikrush also like a stein. So even according to Rove, if he's Kiddush Beibal, then he gets Malkus for the Ikach and for the Bia, for the Yichal, for the Bia. But he gets Malkus for the Ikach also. But so the Malkus of the Ikach he gets for the Tzil of Dushin and Bia. So Mele, the question is, in the case where the Dushin took place, al the Shliach, does the Mishalach, is the Mishalach Hayim Malkus for the Ikach? So according to the Rabbine that it's told in Bach Yuve, so in the case of Cain, Domal Yisroel, Tzedikadish Mishabusha, and then the Mishalach was Boaleo, so the Mishalach wouldn't be Chayim, the Mishalach would be Chayim Malkus, the Mishalach would be Chayim Malkus for the Ikach, according to Rav Some, so the Mishalach wouldn't be Chayim Malkus. That's one Torah. The Mishalach Polakin Lika Vlad Dushin Kiri Mucha Bodesh Tmure in Ami Yishlim Adaf the Rove Nafkim Mnei the Yishlichas Chol Nag Dushin the Yishlichas in Chol Nag Dushin. So Pashtes of the Tesis is Mashma that the two Lishenis in Tesis is according to the first Roshin in Tesis. So the aloche of in Shliach Lidvara Beire is not the Shlichas, is not Chalam Nevera. Shlichas is Chalam Nevera. But because of in Shliach Lidvara Beire, so we say that the Mishalach cannot be Mechuyev for the Maisa Beire that is was done by the Shliach. But the Shlichas is Chal, because in the first Teretz, Teisus doesn't say the Nachimina Lerobe is Yeishlichas Cholam, Yeishlichas in Cholam. Why doesn't Teisus say that? Why doesn't Teisus say that? Why doesn't Teisus say that? So apparently, Teisus in the first one, that's how it seems. Superficial. Maybe there's another problem. But that's how it appears superficial. And that's the way the Poskim assumed. That according to the first Teretz in Teisves, so the whole aloche of Yishliach of Rabeire is that when the Mishalach appoints Yishliach to do a Maisa Beire for him, so he is not chayev for the Maisa done by the Shliach. In other words, the Maisa Beire, the Pura of the Abeire that was done by the Shliach, is not Mishiaches, is not Mishiaches. Is not attributed to the Mishalach. But the Shlichas is Chal, the Kedushin is Chal. The Kedushin is Chal, even according to Rav Some, Kein Domo Yisroel, Tzedikadish Liyishon Kurusho. So the Kedushin is Chal, but the Mishalach is not Chayim Malkus. But the Kedushin is Chal, she becomes his wife. The second Teretz is, no, if according to Rav Some, that we say in Shliach of Ravera in this case, because it's still, I boy obi, I boy obi, so the Kedushin isn't in Macha. So, the question is this. We ask the Kashi, how does the Gemara ask, how can we say that Chotza Mitab Shlichus is Chabos? We have a Halacha, Motsi Yodei Agnei, Eilin Yodei Gag, Chatzir Agnei Tomot, Motsi Lukom Okein. So the Gamet is Chayef, when the Nebe falls into his Chotza, his Chayef, what Rashi says, if he's nailed the door, okay, all right. So, but if we say Chotzim Tav Shlichus, so in Shlich Ubaravere, in the Gamet Shem Bechayef. So I asked the Kashi, the way Reb Chaim explains the Gemara, that in Mekontro Shlokish, the Chotzim Shem Shlichus is Chaboy, but it's not to be equated with regular Shlichus. Because in regular Shlichus, so the Shliach goes the Kinyan, and then it's attributed to the Mishalach. But he has not tried to say the culture out, does the Kinyan. But can the Kinyan do the culture out? He's a Gavrei, can do a Kinyan. So the question is, how did he become a Ganef? A Ganef has to do a Maisa Kinyan. Shichar, boy, what kind of a Maisa Gneve or a Kinyan Gneve did the Chotza do? What? Shichar the Chotza? Maybe Shichar the Chotza is a boy. So why is a Chayyad about Chotza? So we have to say that even if we say Chotza Mishum Shlokas is a boy, so final analysis, what is the Kinyan? Yad! But according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's without recourse to the meaning of Shlichus, the Chotzer is considered the Yad of the Baruch Chotzer. According to Shlokesh, it's only from the medium of Shlichus that the Chotzer becomes the Yad of the Baruch Chotzer. But through Shlichus it becomes the Yad of the Baruch Chotzer, so in Mele, what Kinyan is done in the Gneve? Yad! So who does the Maisa there of Neve in final analysis? Not the Chotzer, not the Shlichus, but the Bala Chotzer. So Mele, so what's the Kashi of the Gemara? How can Chotzer be Kene by Neve in Shlichus Ravere? So it's a Raya that Aloha of Shlichus Ravere is not that the Maisa Avere done by the Shliach is not attributed to the Mishalach. Because if that had been the Aloha, they would have no application to Chotzer, because by Chotzer, the Maisa Avere is done directly by the Baal Chotzer. Not by the Chotzer. The Chotzer doesn't do any Maisa Avere. Chotzer doesn't do anything. What does the Chotzer do? Nothing. The Baal Chotzer is the one who does the Maisa Avere at the very outset. But it's Aloha that the Shlichus is not Chala, it's Baal Avere. Shlichus is not Chalam of Avere. So how can Thesis in the first Russian say that the Nachimini is only in whether he's Chayav Malkes, if he's Bala Hakein, whether he's Chayav Malkes and the Kedushin not. But he doesn't say in the first Eretz Nachimini is whether the Kedushin is Chalam or Kedushin is not Chalam. So it appears from the first Eretz, and that's the way that the Yehuda assumes as Pshat and Thesis. That according to the first Russian Teisves, no matter whether we say I Bach Yube, I Boyovi, the Kedushin is Chal. So the Halacha of Shlichus Ravere is not the Kedushin, that the Shlichus is not Chal. The Shlichus is Chal, even when we say in Shlichus Ravere. But the Maise Avere done by the Shliach is not Misyachses to Mishal. Is not attributed to Mishalach. So what's the Kasha of Gemore? How is he Ganef Chayev when the Gneve comes into his Chotzer? But the Shliach Ravere. But over there, it's not that the Shliach does the Maisi Gneve and it has to be attributed. The Chotzer does the Maisi Gneve. It has to be attributed to the Mishalach. That is inconceivable. The Chotzer doesn't do anything. The Baal HaChotza does the Maisa Neve, but the Baal HaChotza does the Maisa Neve through Shlichus. Through Shlichus, the Chotza becomes his Yad, so Mele is considered as if he did the Kinyan Yad. So, it's not a question of attributing the Maisa done by the Chotza to the Mishalach. He does it directly himself. So Mishli Mekonik is second Lashon in Teisves. The Halacha of Shlich Va'Aveira is that Shlich is not Chal. Then we understand the Gemara's Kashi. But according to the first Lashon in Teisves, the Halacha of Shlich Va'Aveira is not a Shlich. But the device in the pool of the Shliach is not attributed to Mishalach. So, but Shlich is Chal. So Mimele, what the Kashi of the Gemara, how can he garnet be hired when the Gneire comes into his chotza in Shliach Va'Aveira, but here he's not hired through by saying that the pule of the chotza is attributed to the balachotza. The balachotza himself does the pule, so he really is hired. So that's difficult to call the question. All right, now we have to finish it. Okay. So for next week we'll finish the Talmud and then we'll proceed. We did not, okay, so next week, I mean Sunday. So, Sunday, and I do intend, believe me, to start showing at 9:30. I mean, yesterday and today, I was reluctant. So, I was busy by...